for the shleimus ha'inyan, I wanted to go through parts of the chayyodom sakdom achroina. The chayyodom put out the chayyodom, and then he had some sort of an episode where he didn't finish hilchus psachim, and the second madura after he did the chochmas adam, he went back and he finished hilchus psachim. But obviously, anyone who knows the sefer chayyodom knows that it's a sefer that has on the back ha'aris and the yukim halacha lemaisa, but nevertheless he goes through great deal of the lomdus of many sugyas, and big talmidei chachamim are mefalpel in it, like they would be mefalpel in the shach and the taz and so on. He was conscious of the fact that much of that would be lost upon some of the people that he wrote the chayyodom itself for, or the chochmas adam itself. But by dividing it in this way, he was able to produce a sefer that was, in a certain sense, good for big talmidei chachamim, and also for the hamon am. He writes a little bit later in the Hakdama that he's confident that not only in the ha'aris on the bottom, the talmidei chachamim will find something chashuv, but also they'll find nuggets of lomdus and havana in the chayyodom itself, in the text itself. And take a look towards the end of the Hakdom. Let's start it with the paragraph Aval ani koisev ala musei hatloa. Aval ani koisev ala musei hatloa ha'soichim o'yafilu kisha'oichim al shulchan aviyem ak shebedatom shaloi levalis yimeyim b'toiros Hashem. Oy machmas oil ha'panosa asher yistorig al tzavorom lo yiel hem p'nai lilmoit kein v'hem mevalim yimeyim af b'sho shtayim shenoisnen alev lilmoit v'loim dima pilpul v'akushiyos v'atirutzim v'loim nisha b'yodom u'uma. He says that the people who have less than the full day to learn yoimim v'layla b'hasmada, and they spend their time learning pilpul and being ma'ayin here and there very deeply, in the end, they are left with nothing. V'lochein, ata bonim shimuli, u'sechi nafshechem. Ashrei odom asher yishkoid al dal soysai lilmoid michiburi zeh chayei odom, ki moitzi motza chayim v'yofik rotzin mehashem. Ki bichiburi zeh yimtza kol dinei ha'shulchanoch mevo'orim al pi shepirshu dvorov kol ho'achroinim. In other words, he's not saying be'etzem anything totally new. Here and there, of course, he does, but b'derech klal, he's reviewing and summarizing and concretizing the words of the achroinim. V'chol din v'din v'taymoi shelo yitzdorech lechapis achartam adin v'yeda kol din v'dinim hu min ha'toyro mid'rabonon mitzad chumra shol minogoy minog shol chasidus u'ma'at mizeh shekosavti machloikes be'ezedin. It's very rare that I'll bring down chilukei deis. You know, a lot of times the Mechaber himself, or even the Ramah, they bring down the Yesh Oimrim. The Chayyodom says that he was trying to provide a halacha psuka, and very rarely does he bring down a machloikes. Ki kosavti akol heich roi lifseik al piachroas achroinim al pidake apoiskim. V'hine, ad hilchus Shabbos machzik erech shloishim dapim. Is up to Hilchus Shabbos about 30 pages. Because yikva lo shiur b'chol yoyim lefachis daf echad, yigmar oisai b'chol chodesh. V'Hilchus Shabbos machzik b'er chavdal edapim. Yechalek al daite v'dak al ilmed b'chol Shabbos eis edapim, v'yachz al kol din v'din o kol daf v'dav beza gimu pamim, ze yochol lilmed v'lachza b'sho shtayim l'chol ha'yoyser. Very interesting. The Chayyodom gives you the impression almost like the Rambam was writing in the Mishneh Torah's Hakdama. It's as if to say, if you do this, you know, you'll be all right. Naturally, he has to take into account that the person is going to be learning other things as well. But this is what he writes. In other words, what I'm saying is that it's almost as if all he has to learn, is the Chayyodom. It's wonderful. It's Taka Gevaldik. But when there are other things to learn. Vehilchus Yom Tov Pesach Yilma Dova Be'itai Uledaiti B'Shabbos Achas Yiyaboki B'chol Adinim Ke'echod Min Abuflogim Ve'oz Kishe Yiyaboki Ba'achayim Yikva L'Shir B'chiburi Al Yoredeya. He should learn the Chochmas Adam. Lekabitz Al Yad Daf Echod B'chol Yoyim U'bizman Kotza Yiyah Ke'echod Min Hamuflogim Ve'aleichem Ishim Heim Agdoilim Asher Ba'aretz. So he says, what about the Talmidei Chachamim? So am I calling to you out to you also? He says yes. Aleichem ishim hey magdolim asher ba'aretz aleichem bakoshasi losum ein iyunam lifa'amim kasher ye'ainu be'ezedin. When they're looking into a certain halacha be'iyun sheyinagu im chiburi zeh k'moshal hasoichrim aktanim ayoshvim b'chayrim. He gave earlier in the Hagdama a very elaborate mashal. And in the elaborate mashal, he describes that there are three kinds of merchants. There's the merchant that's selling to the hechefenster, to the very wealthy. And in his store, in his oitzer, there's only the fanciest goods and the most expensive, because that's who he expects to come and buy by him. And then you have the more commercial types that are selling to the hamonam. And then you have the specialty people who have rarities, antiques, you know, zachen off the highway. And these people, sometimes the very wealthy who normally go to the hechefenster to buy dafka by those who sell the very well expensive schaira, but once in a while they'll need a jewel or they'll need a nugget, they'll need a trimming that they cannot buy there, and they look b'chayrin u'bizdokim and they find somebody who happens to have it in the back room in one of the drawers, you know. So that's how he describes his sefer for the Talmidei Chachamim. He says, "Eino chanami, you're not going to come to me on a regular basis. You're busy with the shach and the taz of kivegas and so on." I'm jumping around in time, but Kivega was a contemporary. But Lamaisa, what I'm saying is, they're busy with the Rashba and the Ritva. But like the Soichrim who are looking for the wealthy customers, and they once in a while need a specialty item, you can look in my Sefer also. So that's what he writes. K'moshal ha-Soichrim ha-Ktanim ha-Yoshvim b'Choyrim. They're in the little holes in the wall. Not only will you find Torah and Mekairis of Torah, but you will also find my own Chidushei Torah that you might not have thought of. He says, not only on the bottom in the Binas Adam, but also on the top in the Chayi Adam itself. That's what I mentioned to you before. The truth of the matter is that if a person looks at the Mishnah Brura, at the sources of the halachas that the Mishnah Brura brings, very, very often he will bring the Chayyadam as a Makar when he knew all the Makaris that preceded the Chayyadam also. But the Teretz is because the Chayyadam originated this halacha. So you see what the Chayyadam is saying was actually Lamaisa in the Mishnah Brura. Vani Matzasi Bishar Machabrim Rishonim Achreinim Gibor Hashem Hoyotachas Yodi Sifre Rishonim Laroiv Poiskim Shalachas Chuvis Achidushim Shalar Rishonim. So he says a chidush here. In those days, it was not so easy to find Sfarim. And he had a huge library, and he availed himself of all these Sfarim. So he says to the Talmidei Chachamim who are reading the Hagdama, he says, I want you to know that it's not poshut what I did. Because through this Sefer, the Chayyadam, you will have access to the many, many Sfarim that I culled from, that I gathered from, and whose Makoris I used in my Sefer. He writes, Epoiskim shal sechuvis chidushim shal vishoinim. Yeah. Ubechaye hakoisev. He doesn't want to say bechayai. like that kind of a shvua, but he means, I promise you, shesipruli muflogim, sheroo lekama muflogei Torah v'charifim shechoizrim b'chiburi zeh. He says that I was told that the biggest Talmid HaChachamim used my sefer. V'omru, and they said, shehu lahem kechazoras shulchan aruch, she'enam tzrichim latriach atzmam zman rav. V'gam shemoitzim b'chiburi kama v'kama dinim v'chadoshim. B'chibur zehu lahem lemigmar. That not only the migmar from the word Lashon Gemara, v'acharkach yesh lem p'nai la'ayim b'chol din b'dinu lemizbar. So it's for learning and for iyun. V'ani meyid shabou lebeisi loim de muflogim v'yoidim lemishkol mitra b'shmaitzol ha'akshas l'tarets b'charifus v'bekiyus v'eino mashirim, and they don't have a lot of money. V'konu mimeni chiburi chayodim v'choch masodim mitam aniska. He says, big Talmid HaChachamim came to my house and they bought the chayodim because it's good for them also. So this is his Torah. And then if you have time, take a look at the rest of it. It's very fascinating. He has a whole maisa there that his Sefer Chochmas Adam was stolen and it was taken away by the enemy. They had a lot of Muhammad's going on in those days. Anyhow, he somehow managed to get it back and he was very, very thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he finished off his Huchas Pesach in the second Madura, partly in commemoration of that Hatzolah, that Yeshua, that he got his Sefer Chochmas Adam back from captivity. In any case, what is the Chayyodom saying? The Chayyodom is saying, and we'll look in the words that he started out with in a moment, but he's saying that it's impossible unless you have the right circumstances, the right environment, the amount of time that you need, the rikus hadas that you need, and the capability that you have to have to be able to do what the Vilna Gaon did, or even in a smaller measure. And I might add what he did, because he didn't start out by writing the Chayyodom from the moon. So all that knowledge and all that yediyah, in fact, in one of his Hakdamas, he writes a very interesting thing on a pasuk in Iyov. Tahim omar loy bihi, v'yam omar eini modi. The tahim, the depths of the water, say loy bihi, it's not in me. The Yam Omar, and the sea said, Eini Modi, it's not with me. So he wants to know what's the difference in these two phrases. In the same way that we have in the Bir Agro constantly, that when you have two very similar phrases, it doesn't mean that it's a redundancy, it's a repetition. Yeah, Tahim says not, and the Yam says not. We don't have it. He says, no, there's a very big difference. And he uses this pasuk to describe his matzav, as I will explain in a moment. He says, the Tahim says, loy bihi, altogether. In other words, in the depths, there is nothing. Yam omar, eini modi. The Yam says, it's not with me. What does it mean, it's not with me? It means, I have to go and find it, but I have it somewhere. Mashal mohadova doime, you go into a store and you ask him for something that's a little rare. So a person who has only new things, and he knows he only has new things because he started the store and he knows what he got. So he says, I'm sorry, I don't have it. And he doesn't have to go looking because there's no place to look. There's no reason to look. He doesn't have it. What happens if a person has a store for many, many years? And it could be, and most likely is, that he did get this item, but he put it who knows where, and he forgot where he put it. Remember the Lower East Side, there was a Sfarim store, H&M. And Reb Melech, Zichrono Livracha, was an Ilui. He must have been a tremendous Ilui. Imagine if he sat and learned your life, he would have been a gadol hatorah. What's the pshat? You walked into that store. It's not that together with the Shulchan Aruch was Chumashim and next to the Chumashim was a Sifrei Musar. No. Chelek Aleph of Orech Chaim was in this corner. Chelek Beis was in a drawer in another place in the store. And you ask Rav Melech, you have a Shulchan Aruch, Orech Chaim? He says, sure. He goes over here, puts out Chelek Aleph, goes to the drawer, puts out Chelek Beis. And in 10 seconds. What happened, of course, is that after he was nifter, I suspect it was impossible for anybody who didn't have that kind of a mind to be able to know where everything is. So then the next I turn around and it's a regular store. Everything is in its place. Everything is al makayim yovet b'shalom. Person goes into a store and he asks, where do you have this? So sometimes a person doesn't have that kind of memory or capacity, and he knows it's some drawer. He says, I know I have it, but I don't remember where. Wait a minute, but I'll get it. So that's, he says, Yam Omar Eini Modi. Zokta Chayodim, the Helika Chayodim, the Chmamish Hafler. Says, people will say, I'm a merchant. I'm in business. Where do I come to write a sefer like this? So he says, I want you to know that I'm not like the Tohaim that says, Loi bihi. Yechab amol gelernt. Shtar gelernt. And even when I have to think, you know, where is this halacha? But from deswegen, it's yam oma eini modi. It's not loy bihi. As they zokter dorten in the Akdama. Of course, he was one of the ga'ayinei oilam and tremendous anivus. But the fact is that his sefer was meiridik matzliach in its time. In its time. Even in his lifetime. And it is forever embedded, as I told you before, in the Mishnah Berurah, over and over again. And of course, it's interesting that one of our mispalim, Dr. Cohn, is a radiologist, a bazakenumen, to translate into English the svarim of the Chayodom. So he put out Chayodom and he put out the Chochmasodom. Very interesting. Let's take a look for a moment how he describes the matzav in his time. And I found something very fascinating here. Very fascinating. In every generation, it seems, they lament the matzav today compared to the way it used to be. If you look, I'm not talking about the stama person, I'm talking about the gedolei olam. If you look at the Chofetz Chaim Sforim, Be'iyun, you'll see many times that the Chofetz Chaim laments the change, the tremendous yerida in respect for Torah in his time. From when he was a child until he lived a very long time. And he went through the Mechamos. There must have been an unbelievable change in Europe, especially in Litta, because of the First World War. A massive change. The war and the Russian Revolution, it was a disaster. It was a massive change, a sea change, right. But we are talking now about the 1800s. So what does the Chayyodom say? Kachaniyodom. Hinei bedor shali kishuhayisi koton. When he was young, shloi olam me olam al das ha'av ha'aim lidoig b'me yisparnes ha'beim. Could you imagine somebody writing a line like that? He says, the matzav was such, and don't think for a moment that they were wealthy or that they had the rich Zaydis and you know, everybody asks today, what's going to happen when the bubble bursts? Everybody's worried today about the bubble bursting. Which bubble? Everybody's sitting and learning, they're not doing for panos at all, and they're not getting an education, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So where do they get their money from, and where do they get their support from? Other from Taten, other from Shver. So what happens when the Taten, the Shver, is himself sitting and learning Yoimim v'layla and doesn't have Bamel Hispanis? So where are they going to get it from? The Teretz is noch bleiben from the Zayde. What happens another generation like this? The bubble will burst. That's what everybody says. So Gittakuk the Chayodom schreibt. The Chayodom says that when he was a child, there was not a parent around who gave a hoot, who had any concern for the parnos of their children. You think they had Zaydis? You think they had Shvers? Gittakuk was a schreibt. Shaloi olam me olam al das ha'avo aim lidig b'me yispanis ha'bein. Rak, kol magomosom hoyo sheyizke ha'bein l'toira. That's all they cared about. There was nothing else on their agenda. Ume olam loi olam al das mi shechinonoi Hashem sheyochol l'moi. Obviously, in every generation, there are people who just don't have it. They don't have the capacity. About mi shechinonoi Hashem. You know the Maisa with the Netziv that he tells over the story, that when he was a child, he didn't really have the Koyach HaLimud, apparently, and his parents, when he was, I don't know how old he was, 9 years old, I don't know how old he was at the time. So he once heard them lamenting that Nebuch is not going to be Matzliach in learning. We see that he's not for learning. Let's make him an apprentice somewhere. When he heard these words, he started to cry, and he committed himself to learn. He became the Gadol Hador. So the Netziv, and then of course, there's a Baruch Mordechai Zuckermandel. You ever heard of him? I'll tell you the Maisa Baruch Mordechai Zuckermandel in a minute. It's a Purim Dika Maisa. Kachani Oimer. Nochamol, may oilam loy Ola al das mi shekinen Hashem she yochol ilmoid she yifreik mimenu oil toira v'liyoshano pirish. He doesn't mean shana pirish apikairis. He means to learn and to stop learning. He's using it as an expression. Zeloy ola al das ha'ovis v'loy al das habonim. And therefore, since the intention, the plan, and the actual practice was to learn yoimim v'layla from childhood and forever, so what's v'tzayin mit nesen? You survive. Paspa melech toichal umayim b'mesura tishta. Like the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim says, the minimum is not so hard to acquire. It's when you want more than the minimum that it becomes difficult, panasa. So, and they starved. They were perfectly willing to starve so that they could sit and learn. You're talking about people who would write Chidushei Torah by the light of the silvery moon because they could not afford a candle. Do you understand what we're talking about? We're not talking about a fancy car or a jalopy. And he writes, therefore, for Lozeh, those kind of, that mahalach allowed them. In other words, they had to develop a derech in learning. We would call that today a derech in learning. He says, first he learned how to learn. And how to learn, you have to learn certain sugyas, and then learn them be'iyun. You have to have a rebbe, if you're zoicha. You know, the Balatanya wrote that his original intention was to go to the Vilna Gaon to learn. Are you aware of this? And he says, why? Because he was 17 years old, he had gone through Shas many times, was a Gaon Otzum. And he said to himself, I never had a Rebbe. How could I go through life without a Rebbe? And he was on his way, he heard that in Vilna there's the Gadol of all the Gedolim, and he's going to Vilna to get a Rebbe. On the crossroads, he thought to himself, learning, I know how to learn a little bit. Davening, I don't know how to daven b'chlal. And there's one Gadol that teaches how to daven. That's the Mezritcha Magid. And he made a right turn, and he went to the Mezritcha Magid. And the rest is history. Aber lemaisa, you have to have a Rebbe. But after you have the Rebbe and you develop the derech, they had the rest of their lives to learn Yom HaValayla Shasa Paiskin. And that's what he writes. Now he's grown up and he's seen a change. He's 18 years old. And by that time, Oz Yatri Dehu Oil Ishta Yubanov, and listen to what he says. So what changed? After all, they had Ishta Yubanov then too. Something must have changed. He writes, V'lodur B'dirois Meruvachim, they want to live in nicer houses. V'lilbash Bigdei Meshi V'rikma, they want to wear nice clothing. V'hatayru Munachas B'avinisenu Harabim B'keren Zavis. His Keren Zavis was already by the Chofetz Chaim Givaldik. Because the Chofetz Chaim is describing people who went completely away from Yiddishkeit and abandoned the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah. He's talking already about a transformation in attitude as mezitznish to melel and yoimim v'layla for the rest of your life. The hamoin am. Rabotei medroshos b'avoneseinu harabim b'teilim. You know, the contemporary, when he started the yeshiva Valozhin, he wrote that famous letter, Reb Chaim Valozhin, who wrote that famous letter where he describes why there's a need for such a yeshiva. And he says, you'll go into all the Batei Midrashos and you'll find hundreds of Sifrei Musar and not one complete Shas. Because who's interested in the Shas? Peladika change. But he says, Torah Munachas B'Vnaseinu Rabin B'Keren Zavis U'Batei Midrashos B'Vnaseinu Rabin B'Teilim He says, how could a person who only has 3 hours a day to learn a halacha and a half? It's not shayach, he says. And he says, besides which, it would be bad enough if he remembered what he learned. But the person doesn't remember what he learned either. Listen to his lashon.
when he goes to the store, Ba Malach V'Satray,
it's like the Gemara in the
Satray,
V'Ein Ezechem Imenu Klum, like the baby, you know, when he's born, learn Kol HaTorah, and the Malach gives him a Shnel in Noz. So he says the Malach comes, and he doesn't remember anything. L'dayti Ein Zekiyim K'moy Sh'omer HaKosuv,
he says that there's a gaiva in this, that he's doing it this way. What does he gain by it? He says, because when he meets up with the real Talmidei Chachamim, he can show off that he's also one of them, that he's also capable to be befalpel. But what happens? That's by Medvar Mamurim if they're talking about the one or two sugyas that he learned. But what happens if they talk about a sugya that he doesn't know anything about to begin with? So he still feels like a fool. And that's what he says. He says, let's even assume dan lekafschus. And they're not doing it to be misgoyer and to be mispoyer and to be like the big Talmid Chachamim and to show off when they're in the presence of Talmid Chachamim. That they can also do it. Let's say they learn Lishma. But from a pilpul kind of learning, if you have a choice of learning Lamaisa, so that you should know what to do the next move, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Purim. And pilpul, he says, Avad Givis, Lilmud lasos hu kaidem lemitzvas limud. Ve'ein ani koisev neged hamaskilim ashachonan Hashem oisam sheyeshuhem leiv ladas ulohavin. You open up a shach anywhere, the shach on Shulchan Aruch, Abshapsi kayin, Sifsei kayin, and you look at the svarim that he brings on any nakuda. And you realize that the capacity of this person is not only beyond us, it's almost beyond our imagination. That's a lev rochav. He's talking about capacity. The kapatzitet of these people, ashechonan Hashem oisam sheishlam lev ladas lohavim, v'cholak lohem Hashem matona toiva b'zikarein toiv, she'eno sheicheach maher. As I mentioned a number of times, the whole Shulchan Aruch itself was the Mechaber Moron, the Beis Yosef, wrote it for Chazara purposes, that we should learn the Ganz Shulchan Aruch Arba Chalokim in 30 days, over and over again. So this is, he says, Avada, person who is going to be learning all his life, and has the capacity of a Lev Rochav and a great memory, his responsibility is not to learn Shulchan Aruch by itself, but to be misamik, to find the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch in the Paiskim, Rishonim, and Achronim, starting from the Gemara. Aval ani koisev ala musi hatlo ha-soichrim, even if they're avkest, they don't intend to learn for the rest of their lives. So of course we read that before. You understand, he says, that's not shaykh. So he wrote this chibur for people who are not necessarily learning Yom V'Layla, but included in it, there are many iyunim which are very majestic. You learn the Bina Sodom and the Ishma Sodom. Unbelievable. I mean, it's such an oitzer of gewaldic attire everywhere you turn. But he wrote this sefer for those people who need to know Asukim Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa. It is, in a certain sense, the precursor also of the Mishneh Berurah Bir Halacha type of structure, but he doesn't work it according to the simanim of the Shulchan Aruch. He has his own mahalach, and it was at one point even more popular than today. Since the Mishneh Berurah, a lot of other svarim became less popular. In his own way, of course, at a later time, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Navar de Kirov, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Epstein, also tried to do something like that, by giving you the makoros to the best of his ability, bekitzer, and the basic machloikas, and without being ma'ayin in it too much, and then building out into the halacha lemaisa. He also wrote, very interesting, a Shulchan Aruch HaOsid, which was a collection of halachas, more or less based on the Rambam, but elaborating it in his style, on all the halacha that is not lemaisa. So it was like a complement to the Shulchan Aruch, which is lemaisa, which he called the Aruch HaShulchan, or Aruch HaShulchan, I guess we should really say it from the Pasuk, but Aruch HaShulchan. And he wrote then the Shulchan Aruch HaOsid to complement the Chazroyim and so on. Interestingly enough, Hilchos Roim suddenly became, Baruch Hashem, very much halacha lemaisa. And of course, the great chibur similar to the Mishnah Brura on that is by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So let me tell you the maisa, though, of Baruch Mordechai Tzuckermandel. It's brought down in the Sefer Yushalayim Shel Mala. In the time of the Chassam Sefer, there was a family that was, they didn't have children for a very long time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them with a son. And all of the she'ifas and the chaloimas of a son that's going to become a Talmud Chacham, that was their dream. And they none other than the Chassam Sofer was the Sandik, maybe the Sandik and the Moyel. And at the Bris, which happened to be on Purim, and the Bris was attended Shteitzach by Chassam Sofer, the Elikah Chassam Sofer, every word that came out of his mouth was treated as Kodesh Kadoshim. Chassam Sofer said something very cryptic, and they didn't ask him. When he made the bris, and he made the bracha, and the yayin afterwards, he said, Nichnas yayin yotza soy. Yayin and soy is the gematria the same. Seven. Nichnas yayin yotza soy. When the wine goes in, the secrets come out. Nobody asked him. You don't ask Gedolim, what's the pshat? If he wants to say pshat, he'll tell you. Unfortunately, the dream that they had was turned into bitter disappointment when they discovered that he basically was slow. He was not capable of learning. And in the first grade, it didn't matter that much. But as the years progressed, and he became a shtickel bacher, so they saw that the most that he could do is say Tehillim a whole day. And he sat and he said Tehillim mamish a whole day. Whole day said Tehillim. The parents were very, of course, upset. I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing that anybody could do. And everybody else was already learning Rashi, and then they learned Gemara, Mishnayis, and then Gemara, and Gemara with Rishonim, and he does no Shaychus. He sits in a corner, he goes to the Cheder, and he sits in the corner, and he says his Mishnah, his Tehillim all day long. A tzaddik, but, so what's going to be? So they decided that here they have nothing for him. They want to ship him off to Eretz Yisrael, to Shalayim, and there maybe he'll find some sort of a shidduch, because though they were very, very poor, he'll find a bis anetzah. Hitaka went to Yerushalayim, and he got married, and for Panosa, he became the water carrier of Yerushalayim. He was the Vasatreger. Anyhow, many, many years later, by the Lel of Chassidim, there was a big Mesiba Purim, and they got a little shikar, and they were having a good time, and in walks Baruch Mordechai Tzuckermandel. That's why they call him Baruch Mordechai, because the bris was on Purim. In walks Baruch Mordechai Tzuckermandel, and they decide to have themselves a good time at his expense. And so Purim, sometimes, you know, you're not always at your best behavior. So they say, Baruch Mordechai, Efshe Vilte Zogen Ashtikel Teira. Baruch Mordechai, that's Tehillim, you know. So he says, anyhow, by the time they finished plying him with a few glasses of wine, he became a little mellow, and they asked him again, Baruch Mordechai, Efshe Vilte Zogen Ashtikel Teira. So he says, Ashtikel Teira, was far a Teira Vilte Azir Zol Zogen? So they were rolling on the floor, was far a Teira, like, you know, like he has ganze Peklach, he wants to know, you can choose. So they say, Efshe Ashtikel Gemara. So he says, Velche Gemara. So now they're mamish rolling. So they say, well, Meseches Megillah, it's Purim. So he starts and he says off the whole first blat Baal Peh. Then the mamish nivel the nishtoimim. One of them says, Efshar apot toisvis, says the toisvis Baal Peh. Anyhow, it turns out that he knows Kol HaTorah Kulah. It seems that his derech, before I make this comment, after this, it was almost like his life came to an end. First of all, nobody's going to use him as a water carrier anymore. It's not Shaykh. He's one of the Gedolim. And secondly, his cover was blown. His whole mahalach in life, apparently as a child, he had a meridik in the Shama, and he wanted to remain a tzaddik nista. And he was well on his way. Except nichnas yayin, yotza soid, azay demais, it's unbelievable. Dasa de chasam sefer gezogt at the time of the bris. Pelle de gemais. Baruch Mordechai Zuckermandl. So that's the story. Lamaisa Rabbi say, if you add up all of these svarim and all of the comments, you come back to what I said before. It's all correct. A person has to know halacha lamaisa before he knows things that are not halacha lamaisa. A person has to have the halacha under his belt in Hilchos Shabbos, otherwise he's a prisoner, he won't be able to budge. It's true. And may inyana diyoma shloishim yoyim kodem achag, he should be learning the halachas of that chag. And if a person doesn't know Hilchos Kibud Av, he's in big trouble. And if a person doesn't know Chayshin Mishpat in Yonim, and he's in business, he's in big trouble. It's 100% true. And even kashrus today, you can rely on a lot of things, but afal pi kein, there are certain things that you have to know yourself. And avada gevis in business, hilchos ribis, and other in Yonim, you cannot not able to make a move unless you ask a shayla. And even to ask a shayla, there's certain things you have to know that you have to ask a shayla. And the parameters of the shayla. And when you get the answer, to know where to put that. So, b'kitza, avad to give us everyone's maskim. Halacha comes first, and learning the inyonim of halacha come before the inyonim that are not la halacha. And the way you learn to learn something la halacha is very different than the way you learn to be ma'ayin and to be mefalpel. Then comes the question, but we have to also know that the gishmak in learning is the only thing that is going to compel a person who's flooded by all kinds of yetzaharas and all kinds of challenges and all kinds of attractions, that it's only the gishmak in learning that's going to keep him by Torah. Unless he has such a level of yiras shamayim, that reishis chokhma yiras Hashem, that in spite of everything, the only thing that pushes him and pulls him in learning is that he has to fulfill the ratzin habayre. A person who's on that madrega, avada. But people who are not necessarily yet on that madrega, they need the tevakshena kakesef echad matmoinim techapesena. It could be that slowly but surely there'll be oz tov in yiras Hashem with the learning. But the beginning to start with the yiras Hashem reishis chokhma doesn't always work bizman hazeh, because the competition and the taivas are absolutely enormous. Now, of course, as I said the other day, if a bacher sits in a shir and he's not on the level of the shir, all that the shir is trying to accomplish is not like it's absurd, because what's the point of being mefalpel and learning 7 to 10 blades man? The answer is to develop the cheshek and the derech so the person has his gishmak. So that's good for the person who develops the cheshek, derech, and gishmak. So he is able to become an engine of learning in spite of all of the mafriyim that exist bizman hazeh, which are unbelievable. The challenges are enormous. So you need a real cheshek, you need a real taiva for learning. But that bocher, who doesn't know what the Rebbe's talking about, and who doesn't have a yad, and he feels that he's slipping away, and he sees that all the covet is going to the bacharim who are choshev in the eyes of the Rebbe, because they can be mefalpel with the Rebbe, and they're the ones who come over to the Rebbe afterwards and ask him akasha. And then the next day he comes back and he says, you know what Yankel just asked? I'm married to Kakasha. And if the Rebbe's really honest, he says, yo, Yankel asked akasha, I can't continue to shear. I was wrong. And then Shimon or Velvel or Mordechai, who's sitting in the back, and he doesn't bechlal know what's going on. He doesn't understand what the kasha was. He doesn't understand what the Rebbe's getting excited about. And he doesn't understand the Gemara itself. So such a shir, instead of developing a cheshek, which will give the person the kalim, the zitzfleish, the taiva for remaining in learning in spite of all the challenges, So he says, Mali Ulitzara Hazais. What good is it? And it becomes Adarabba, the Hechetimtza for Yiyush, and tremendous frustration and unbelievable antagonism. Sometimes to the Rebbe, sometimes to the yeshiva, sometimes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. And that's the challenge of today. All those bacharim that are not on the level, what do we do with them? And how do we reach out to them? And how do we make them understand that they have a chelik in Torah also? So the teretz is, you make a different kind of yeshiva. That doesn't always work either. Number one, because you're already branded. Where are you? Oh, I'm in that yeshiva. Oh, you're in that yeshiva. Or you make several classes. Kita Aleph, Kita Beis, Kita Gimel. There is b'derech klal a statistical correlation that Kita Gimel are not that from, and they're not that interested in Torah and mitzvahs. So it requires a revolution in the approach to Talmidim that are not shayach to the parsha of iyun on the highest level, on a serious level. How do you make them understand that they're balipt by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as anybody else, that they are critical for the survival of Klal Yisrael as much as anybody else, that they have their chelik in Torah as much as anybody else? That is the agenda that no one has had the skill and the secret of addressing. And I have to tell you, I'm a big Litva. I am. But if anyone has any measure of Hatzlocha in this inyan, it's the Hasidic Yeshivas. And I'll tell you why. Because they start out with a certain Aleph-Beis concept that's different than the Litvisha. The Litvisha, Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. That's it. By the Hasidisha, Talmud Torah is a chelik of Avodas Hashem. That's it. Memela, when you approach a Talmud and you say, your goal is to be an Eved Hashem, then going to the mikveh is as important as learning the Blat Gemara. Well, I can also go to the mikveh. I have no problem going to the mikveh. It's a different mahalat. Unless you're a tremendous Talmud Chacham, get out, go work. What kind of work? I don't go to college. College is treif. And this and this and this. But within the context of what's available and what's possible, you're the same as everybody else. Unless you're the Dayan, the Paisik, there's a trade-off to that too. See, I'm still a Litvak. I didn't change. But you have to understand that the challenge to the Talmidim is much greater in these circles. And Fashteitzach, that to have a she'ifa for an ideal is sometimes a lot easier than fulfilling the ideal. He says, well, you'll have a lot more hatzloch in the Beis Yaakovs for getting girls to believe in the agenda of Torah than to get the Bacharim to actually fulfill the agenda of Torah. Because for dreaming, you don't have to sit 10, 15 hours a day in your bankel hurrying over a shtickle to dream. Dreaming is very easy. You can sleep and dream. Better if you dream when you're awake. You know the famous word that when they came to Bnei Brak and it was a barren hillside, so the Panavizhar Rav Kahneman said, this is where the dormitory is going to be, this is where the Beis Medrash is going to be. So the person that was with him said, Panavizhar Rav, Icholamt, you're dreaming. He says, yes, but I am awake. Icholam aber ich schlaf nicht. So that's to dream, you can even be asleep. But to actually sit and learn, not push it. Remember there was a shver whose Aden became eventually a dayan, a chosh of a dayan. So he once commented to his Aden, I work yoimim v'layla, and Baruch Hashem, you're learning, but it's like you're in a Gan Eden. You're having the time of your life. Giving the impression that basically it's very easy. Anyhow, eventually he retired, and he decided, So he went and he joined the Beis Medrash. And after 3 days, he calls up his Eidim, Chatosi Avisi Pashaiti. It's murder. It requires a lot of koichus and a lot of rikus, and that's when you're doing it well. And many people have all kinds of things. They can't sit, they can't concentrate, they don't have the tools, they don't have the background. For al kulam, what's the point? Person keeps asking himself that question, what's the point? I just want to be Messiah with the word of the Gra, and then we'll finish this topic. There's a medrash that's repeated in a number of places. In the one place where the medrash describes the difference between a person who approaches learning besimcha and with confidence that he can do it, and the person approaches learning and says, this is not for me because it's not possible. So they give a series of examples. For example, somebody sees something on the top of a tree, a basket hanging that he has to reach. And he says, how will I ever reach that basket? But the Chacham says, the Medrash says, how did the basket get up there? Somebody must have put it there. So if somebody put it there, then I can reach it. And they give several Misholim like that. So it's that person approaches a whole wall and he says, I have a huge boulder, and he has to chip away at that boulder and get the boulder out of its bedrock. So he said, how am I ever going to chip away at that boulder? It's so huge. It'll take me the rest of my life. And then he sees that there's a boulder next to him that was already chipped out. So he says, well, you take a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. You see, it was done. So I'll do the same thing. So a person looks at the whole Shas, says the Gemara, and he says, Maliul Tzarazais, I'll never do it. But then he says, somebody, you take one blot at a time, one daf at a time. Then there's one mushal that's fascinating. The owner, it's in Kehelis Rabbah and Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Maybe next time I'll copy out the Medrash for you. It's a very beautiful Medrash. The Medrash tells a story, a mashal of a person who's hired by a balabas, by his boss, and he gets paid for this to fill up water in a barrel. And he's given a barrel that's full of holes. And he keeps filling it, and it keeps pouring out from the outside. So the Tipesh says, I'm not going to do this. And the Chacham says, Maisa get paid. What's the nafkamina to me? That's the Medrash. Says the Vilna Gaon. I didn't see the Vilna Gaon inside. I saw a sefer that quotes the Vilna Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon, the person learns in a Beis Medrash outside the winds of confusion are blowing, but in the Beis Medrash Alts is still and Voil and Frum and Erlich, and he's surrounded by Yirei Shamayim, by Tzadikim, by Talmidei Chachamim, but he doesn't understand and he doesn't know, and he sits and sits and sits, and maybe years go by. And Lamaisa, what does he come out with? And a person could think, Hitaka has nothing. So the Vilna Gaon says, Enochanami, the barrel might not have any water in it because of all those holes, but I guarantee you it's the cleanest barrel that ever was. Such a shein daher. It's the cleanest barrel that ever was. Because you pour it in water and more water and more water. It's so clean. He says, that neshama that sat in the Beis Medrash a whole day, what kind of a neshama is that, if not the cleanest neshama? So a person should never think, even if all those other mishalim don't work for him. And in the end, the water seeped out. He describes the chayyadim person that the malach comes and gives him a smack after he's born. Every day, maybe. He gives him a smack and he forgets everything. But you were warmed by the hearth of Torah. You were given Dvar Hashem. What entered into your heart and entered into your eyes, even if it lasted for 5 minutes, but what's there is the cleansing that remained, the purification that remained. And look what it didn't enter because of that, if a person sits in the Beis Medrash. All the schmutz and all the avla of that is today's world. Sorry that we do the opposite. We bring it dafka into our house and we invite the schmutz. So mamish a disaster. The barrel is clean. So that's a shtickel nechama, even for the people who feel that they did not accomplish in the Beis Medrash, providing, of course, that their yiyush does not lead them to the conclusion that this is not for me, and this life is not for me, and this world is not for me, and who knows what could happen next.